Hey, everybody, Pastor Chuck Allen here, and happy Wednesday. Welcome to day three as we're walking through some of the unique facts found in the book of the Revelation. Today, I want us to talk about the lion who appears as a lamb and the strength of that lamb. When you look at today's fact from the book of the Revelation, it's a pretty big deal. Because in the fifth chapter of Revelation, John sees a scroll in the hand of the one seated on the throne. And the scroll is sealed with seven seals. Now, we've already seen in a couple of days seven churches, seven lampstands, and we've seen the stars of those churches in the hand of Jesus. And this seal, these seven seals of this scroll, represents God's purposes for bringing justice and redemption and renewal to the world. But there is a problem. No one is worthy to open the scroll. John begins to cry. I mean, he's weeping out loud, because if no one can open the scroll, then it would appear that evil has the final word and wins this battle. Injustice seems like it's going to remain unresolved, that the suffering of the people of God is going to go unanswered. Then one of the elders says to John, "Stop weeping. Look, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the heir to David's throne, has won the victory." Okay, now, it's a good minute. Just stop for a minute, because if you're riding down the road and you're trying to wrap your head around this, you're right. This sounds like a powerful moment, because it is. The Lion of Judah, and it says the heir to David, and it says the victorious king, and John turns to see the lion, but he doesn't see a lion. He sees a lamb, and not just any lamb. He sees a lamb that looked as if it had been slaughtered. Now, try to put all this in John's mind, and that's how we can get freaked out a little bit about the book of the Revelation. But Revelation is teaching us that Jesus conquers, that he conquers in a way that the world doesn't expect. The book of the Revelation is giving us the picture of how Jesus became that revelation. Jesus doesn't defeat evil by becoming a more powerful version of evil. He doesn't save the world through domination or through cruelty or some type of worship of power. He saves through this self-giving, sacrificial love. The lamb is wounded, but the lamb is standing. Slaughtered, but alive. And then I want you to hear this, because this is kind of the crux of the whole story of the New Testament. Jesus crucified the Lamb. Crucified, but the Lamb, Jesus, resurrected. And this becomes one of the central images in the book. The Lamb appears again and again because John wants to understand what God's victory looks like. Okay, are y'all ready? Here's the punchline for the whole book. Victory looks like Jesus. And it looks like folks who follow Jesus. How, though? You say, "Well, Chuck, I want to look like that." Okay, well, the list through the book of the Revelation feels like this. Are you remaining faithful? Are you telling people the truth? Are you refusing to worship false powers and only Jesus? And are you loving even when that love costs you something? And this doesn't mean that evil is harmless. Revelation is super clear about the damage that evil causes. It exposes all kind of things in the world. Violence, injustice, and idolatry, and greed, and systems that demand ultimate allegiance. But it also tells us that evil doesn't get to have or define victory for us. The Lamb does. The sacrificial, crucified, risen Lamb. The Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, none other than Jesus himself. That matters because we often assume that strength means never being vulnerable. We think strength means having the last word, or always winning the argument, or just being in control of our life, or always being the most intimidating, bold person in the room. But the book of the Revelation doesn't say that. The strongest person in the universe is the Lamb who was slain. You see, the throne room of heaven isn't centered on an unscarred hero who never suffered.
It's centered on Jesus, the real hero, whose wounds tell the truth about love. Friend, maybe that's a word for you today. Maybe you feel like your wounds disqualify you, or your faith is too stinking weak, or maybe you're embarrassed by the place that, you know, life has beat you up a little bit. But the Lamb in the book of the Revelation didn't get disqualified by his wounds. His wounds became his glory. If we're not careful, we can romanticize pain. It doesn't mean suffering is good, y'all. It means God can redeem what evil meant to destroy. The risen Jesus, the Lamb, still bears the marks of the crucifixion, and yet he's fully alive and fully good. So when you look at your own life, don't assume that the wounded places you've experienced are wasted. God might just very well meet you right in that and work through your compassion right there. It might mean that if you're trying to follow Jesus today, we need to just grab hold of the reality that our calling is not to imitate the violence of the beast in this book. Our calling is to follow the Lamb of this book. That means courage without cruelty or faithfulness without fear. What about speaking truth without dehumanizing other people? Because the Lamb is one. And because the Lamb is one, you don't have to become a beast in order to survive. I hope that makes a lot of sense. Tomorrow, we're going to jump into the meaning behind 666, when power wants to be worshiped. I look forward to seeing you on another weekday podcast tomorrow. Be sure to share these. I hope they're super helpful and plain. God bless you, friends. Have a great day. Bye now.